We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our Thursday visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. John, great to have you with us.
Great to be back.
John, a couple of big stories coming out of the Obama administration late last week. Let's start with the one about the CIA interrogation memos. Many conservatives, many ex-Bush administration officials saying this was wrong to release those memos. Now our enemies know what tactics we would use. They claim that those techniques did not constitute torture. Obama is apologizing for the previous techniques. Initially said there would be no prosecutions. Now says there just won't be prosecutions for those agents that actually carried out the techniques. But Bush administration officials may still face some charges if the Justice Department deems that necessary. Your thoughts?
I have just heard every detail about this I care to at the White House from Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. He underscored what the president said during the campaign, that these kind of things will be left up to the Justice Department and nothing more will happen. I tend to doubt then that there will be any prosecutions, because under the letter of the law, all of the means of securing information, including waterboarding, were legal at the time of these charges. All of this only became illegal when the Military Commissions Act was passed, which was also during the Bush administration. I think that trying to liken this to Truth and Reconciliation commissions in South Africa or Argentina is a flawed analysis. These were internal matters involving citizens of their own country. This is involving people who are threatening the United States, and one, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was a key player in the tragedy of 9/11. My guess is Obama will not want to go there, and neither will the Department of Justice or any reasonable prosecutor.
John, another major decision late last week, the Environmental Protection Agency saying it would regulate carbon dioxide. Many say this means regardless of whether Congress passes cap and trade, there's going to be a whole new set of rules that energy consumers are not going to like. How significant was that decision?
Well, again, it shows the enhanced power of the Environmental Protection Agency and others that want to put their hands into people's lives. Intrusionary government never sells well with people. And cap and trade, once people realize it is a carbon tax that could have a deadly effect on the manufacturing industry, loses support. Remember, the proposed carbon tax, which is the actual meaning of the very pleasant-sounding cap-and-trade, died an ignominious death in the United States Senate when Democratic senators joined every Republican to kill it during the debate on the budget. My guess is there will be these new regulations, and they will be challenged, and they also, forewarned is forearmed, could well hurt Democrats, particularly with their own base, organized labor.
John, let me get your thoughts quickly on President Obama on multiple occasions warmly greeting Venezuelan strongman Hugo Chavez at the Summit of the Americas last weekend. Is this proof he's not a ready-for-primetime player, or are his critics just making too much out of this?
Well, one does have to shake one's hand, although I've known some politicians who refuse to and have gained by it because they felt a higher sense of honor, and that a shake was not just a meaningless gesture but a sign of respect for someone. I'm not going to get into the shake heard round the world or the grip and grin heard round the world any more than whether he bowed to King Abdullah when he was in Jordan. On the other hand, I have to say that this is certainly not something that helps Barack Obama at a time when Chavez is increasingly seen as our deadliest enemy who is closest to us. I certainly don't think it sat well with the former presidential candidate in that country who's seeking asylum in Peru right now. There is a fine line between aggressive behavior and intrusionary activities in Latin American countries and protecting us from those who would harm us and put a knife in our backs. The president could have drawn the line a little bit more by at least not smiling at Hugo Chavez.
Last 20 seconds, John. First, we had the memo calling vets potential targets for extremism, as well as pro-life and pro-gun folks being extremists. Then Janet Napolitano said that 9/11 hijackers came from Canada. Now she says illegal immigration isn't really a crime. Some are saying it's time for her to go already. What do you say?
Gaffes do not finish off a politician. They merely make them irrelevant. I have a feeling that's going to be her case. She will not be finished. She apologizes every time she makes a mistake, and apologies are in vogue right now. I do think that she'll have to think a little twice and hire some sharp public relations people before she considers running for office in Arizona again.
John, unfortunately, that's the last word. Thanks for your time, as always.
Never boring days on Capitol Hill and at the White House. I'm John Gizzi.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.